name is Sayuvan, and in this video we'll have a closer look on how we can install or deploy our individual apps inside of our SharePoint sites using just code or using the UI. There's two different ways of doing this. There's the so-called app stapling, which is a capability of provided from the app catalog, so we're able to push our sites to be visible within a site content based on, for example, a template. And then there's the second option, which is essentially that we use an CSUM to install the app or add-in to the individual sites. There are some prerequisites of enabling that or making that functional, and I'm going to cover those during the video as well. Let's start by actually having a look on the app stapling. App stapling is something what we have available for the individual apps in our catalog. So right now, within here, we're able to see the app catalog site within my tenant. And how app stapling actually works is that you need to install an app directly to the app catalog site. And that's really a key point to understand. So the app stapling works in a way that I'm actually adding an app specifically to the app catalog site. And after the app add or add-in has been added to the app catalog site, I'm able to push that add-in to be visible in the individual sites across our my tenant based on a URL, based on a template, and so on. So in this case, I've installed, for example, the Yammer app for SharePoint. And this is a relatively old app, and I just took a one from my catalog. But what my options are is then to choose deployment from the context menu. And then I can use the deployment to actually push this app to be visible across all of my, let's say, for example, all of my team sites or all of my whatever sites across my tenant. In this case, let's do a quick demonstration of this. And let's click actually and make it visible to all of the site which are created using the team site template. So essentially, I'm going to deploy or make the app visible or adding visible within all of the sites which have been created using the template site template. Let's click OK. It's going to ask me to trust the app, and yeah, I'll trust that app. And what happens now is that this adding or app is actually visible across all of the team sites within my tenant. There is, however, a few limitations on this, and let's have a look on how this actually works. So here, if I go back to my, a random team site. So this is a random team site in an address of vesa.js.sharepoint.com/site/team. And if I go to my site contents menu, I'm actually able to now see that Yammer app is getting pretty fast visible here. So if I refresh the page, I can actually see the Yammer app being visible. Now, since I deployed this using the app catalog deployment mechanism, there are some limitations. So this is actually a link to the app which has been already installed to the app catalog. So the app wasn't actually installed within this site. It's just a link pointing to the app catalog site. And we can actually see that by going to the app and then having a look on the URL as well. So let's go to the app and let's zoom in here. We're able to see that /site/apps and then the individual name of the adding or an app. So that's actually telling us that this app is right now underneath the app catalog. And we can actually see that one also if we go here and we see the link back to the host web, we're able to see that, well, wait a minute, so I was actually in the team sites underneath the site/team, but the link is pointing back to the app catalog. And that's really because the app stapling works in a way that I'm actually just pushing a link visible in the site contents. And that's also the main reason why there are three specific limitations on the app stapling or the deployment of an app using this kind of a way. We do not support app parts or client parts or whatever we want to call them, or client custom or custom add-in custom actions, or the app installed event to be raised for every single site where the app has been stapled in. And that's really because like mentioned when I started the explanation, this app has to be first installed to the App Catalog site, and that's where actually we will have the app part and app custom action, and the app install event is only raised once. And then when I use that deployment mechanism to push it across all of my tenants, it's just a link within the site content. So that's a limiting factor. And we need to somehow figure out, okay, there's quite often a use case where people want to have individual apps installed to the SharePoint sites as part of the site provisioning and so on. So could we actually make that one work? And the answer is actually that we can. So quite often people are not aware of this capability. And quite often we're getting a lot of questions around how to do this and if there will be an API to make this happen. And especially in enterprise development scenarios, we can actually make this happen already right now. There are certain limitations which we need to understand. For example, this only works within the apps where you deploy an app file from the file system of the computer, or not necessarily from the file system. You deploy an app file not from the store and not from the app catalog. So what will happen is that you're not actually deploying an app from the catalog, or you cannot actually add an app from the SharePoint store, but you can add an app directly to the site if needed. And let me show you this one in practice. So let's go to this out-of-the-box theme site. Let's actually see where we are. So this is not actually the right location. Let's go to the site/theme. And just to demonstrate this in a subsite level, I'm going to go to a subsite level of the site. So I'm going to go site contents and a sub. So this is a clean out-of-the-box theme site. There's nothing here except, the Yammer app, which I already pushed to every single theme site using the deployment mechanism. Now, I want to make sure that I want to deploy my app specifically to the sites so that even the app parts and app custom actions are being visible within the sites. And I can do that using CSUM. What I have here is a simple provider hosted application. This is a really, really simple provider hosted application. It's looking extremely simple and simplistic. You'll see it in practice in a second, but it's already running in the Microsoft Azure. And what I've done is that I've registered the app with the client ID and a secret. So it's kind of ready to be installed. And I've done the publishing. So I do have an app file already available for this individual app. So I want to make sure that this app is visible and it has the sufficient permissions within the site, within the subsite, which I showed you. And how do I actually make that happen? Well, let's first try this by running the code without doing the necessarily pre-requirements, so you actually understand what we need to do. This is a one of the PMP samples called core.siteloading, and it's actually showing how to do this one in practice. And it has been slightly modified. So if you go to the dev branch, if you're looking into this video right after the video has been released, it's not actually quite up to date in the master branch, but it's updated in the dev branch. And I'll put the links in the video description as well. So I'm going to run this sample. Let's actually first have a look on what the sample is doing. It is first of all asking the URL where the app will be installed. It's then requesting credentials, and where you can request the credentials, the user ID and a password from the end user. And that's really important to realize, because this functionality only works when we're using a specific, or when we're using a user context. So you cannot actually do this using the app only tokens. And I'll come back on that one in a second. So let's run the code. So first of all, it's asking the URL for the site where the app will be installed. And let me jump to that site. I'm going to just copy the URL. So it's the subsite URL. There we go, copying that one, moving back on the console and pasting that one in. Then I need to have the right permissions to do that. So let's actually do signing using my tenant administrative rights. And then it's asking, give me the full path of the app package, which we actually want to get deployed. In my case, I have the app file stored in the C storage, and the app file name is relatively long, so I'm going to actually copy that. So let's paste that one in. So tenant permission provider hosted app. So let me click enter, and we are hitting the breakpoint. And let's see what's actually happening within the code, because the code is extremely simple to make it happen. First of all, we need to activate a one specific site loading feature. It is absolutely supported to do this. It's not necessarily recommended if you can achieve your business goals using the app catalog way of deploying an app. But in many cases, if you want to have these apps deployed directly to the site, you can absolutely make that happen. So what we're doing here is that we're taking advantage of an extension method in the PnP NuGet package called activate feature, and we're providing that unique feature ID or GUID as a parameter. And that's going to then activate in the site collection level a site loading feature, which will give us the opportunity then to add the app into the site without permission, without a deployment of the SharePoint to do that. Then what I'm doing is that I'm reading the actual app from the file system, and then I run web.load and install app, and that's an out-of-the-box CSAM method to get the app stream installed to the site, and then I'm executing the query. And after that, I'm then deactivating the site loading feature so that the site is out-of-the-box Steam site after this one. Good. So what happens now is that that app is getting installed to this individual subsite. So if I go to the subsite, if we refresh the site content, I'm able to see the app visible in here. Now, the only problem, because I did it in there without the, applying the prerequisites, is the fact that this app does not have any permissions, because the trust operation has not happened. And we can actually see that really nicely by trying to go to the app. It's going to actually give us a nice exception. There's no exception handling in my app because it's really, really dirty mockup. But I can make this app work, and this would be the default behavior. Just going here and clicking permissions and then trusting the app one more time. And after this one, we have the right permissions applied to the app. So now if I go to the app, I can see that the app is working. And as you can see, the UI is relatively simple. There's only a status and there's a button. I can click the button. And what I'm actually doing is that I'm creating a dormant library to the host web. So let's go back on the host web and make sure that that's working properly. I can see a document library created 1 minute ago. We're all good to go. But the thing is, that was now the challenge. I was forced to actually retrust or trust the add-in or app. And that's really the problematic situation. How do we actually tackle that? So let's clean up the site and let me show how to make this actually work. So I'm going to actually uninstall this add-in or app. And to make sure that I'm not actually, well, facing any issues with the recycle bins or anything like that, I'm going to go after the adding has been removed, I'm going to go to the recycle bin and also clear that. Because if you're trying to install the same adding or app which is using the same version or same ID, it's going to actually fail if there's the adding already exists in a recycle bin. So let's actually clear this and delete those, and let's also go to the second stage recycle bin to clear that one as well. I shouldn't have that many, yeah, that the same fellows are in here, so let's actually clear them as well. Now, how do we make the adding installation work in a way that we don't need to retrust or that we don't need to do the trust operation for the adding? The trick is actually on the permissions of the adding itself. So let's do this one in practice. So I'm going to go to the team site. And before I'm going to go there, let me show you the main trick of this one. So this is the provider hosted application or add-in or an app, whatever you want to call that, which is getting installed to the site. What we have to do, and this only works within the enterprise development scenarios, is to request permissions which are in a tenant level. So what will happen is that whenever we trust this app anywhere within the tenant, after that, the app trusting is no longer needed. And the reason for that one is that it's essentially approved to operate in a tenant level. So if you move underneath, let's say, an individual site or individual site collections, your scope is higher than the site collection or a site. So therefore, if the ID and the secret of adding remains the same, we do not need to retrust the app itself, which is a good thing. So what it means is that I need to manually install this add-in or app once within my tenant. And after that, I can actually just install that, including the app parts, including the app custom actions and all of that stuff, to any site as many times as I need it, without the need of trusting the app again. So let's have a look on that one. I'm going to go to a URL. So this is the theme site URL, the site collection. I'm going to use the two different sites. They are in the same site collection, but they could be in a different site collection. It really doesn't matter. Or we could actually do it in a way that I'm going to go to the app catalog and I'm going to install that app once to this app catalog site. So add an app. I'm going to add that tenant permission provider hosted app. And it's asking now the really high permissions. So I need to be a tenant administrator to provide those. It is asking full control for all of the site collections. It was requesting tenant level permissions. So let's trust that. And this will essentially do a marker in the tenant level that this application has been trusted in a tenant level, which means that anywhere we reinstall this app, the trusting is no longer needed. And that means then that if I want to install that app, for example, to this team site collection, or let's go actually to the sub site, which we used for the previous demo as well. So I'm now in a site team sub is the address. If you want to now install that app as part of the site provisioning of this sub site, or as part of the site provisioning of site collection, or in general, just using a code automatically to cross all of my sites, it will actually work. So let's do that one more time. I'm going to just copy that URL and let me move back on the code and let me execute the same piece of code what we executed before. The only difference is that the provider hosted app, the add-in has been already installed once within a tenant. So let me sign in using the sufficient permissions. And let's get that app file available within here. So that's the location of my app file within my file system. Obviously, this could be a web job running in Microsoft Azure, and the URL and the path could be in the Microsoft Azure as well if needed. And let's execute this one. We can activate the site loading feature. Absolutely support it within the production as well. We upload or read the upstream from the file system, and we run the load and install app for that individual app. There we go, no exceptions. We deactivate the site loading feature and all done. So now, if we go back on the subsite, and this was the subsite, if we go in the subsite and site contents, there's our app which has been installed, and funny enough, it doesn't require me to do any trusting. So the app can be actually installed to the individual sites, and it will have all the app parts and all the custom actions and all of those available, and I can run the code, and which will then create the document library to the host web. And let's make sure that the functionality is working properly. So let's go to the site content. I just created a custom list with the one item in it, which is actually the name of the person who's running the app. So as long as the app has been granted a tenant level permissions, we can do this. And what's really, really important also to realize is that the operation, what I'm actually doing, so creating a list, for example, in host web, this operation does not require from an end user tenant level permission. It requires only the permissions to create a list in the host web. So it's not like if the app requests or requires a tenant level permission, it cannot be used by anybody who is not a tenant administrator. That's not the case. It's always a combination of the particular user's permissions and the app's permissions, and then the operation. And if the operation, like in this case, I'm creating a new custom list, it would require a manage permission or an owner permission to the site. So if the end user has the owner permissions to the site, nothing, it doesn't have to be a site collection administrator, just an owner permission to the site level, the operation will be successful. And everything will be available successfully. So there we go. Two different ways of getting an app visible. There's the adding app stapling, which is pushing the app, which has been already installed in app catalog, visible within the all of the sites. Doesn't support app parts, doesn't support app custom actions. But then if you need to have an individual apps with app parts, custom actions, and app installed events getting fired, installed to individual sites across all of your tenant. In the enterprise development scenario, you can make this happen by getting the right permissions to the app level and making sure that the app has been installed once within a tenant, so you can actually push the operations in or push the adding to individual sites. And really, really important, I mentioned this already 2 minutes ago. Even though the app does require tenant permissions to be granted for it, in the site level, this didn't require any more permissions. And the operation, what I'm doing in the app itself, does not require tenant level permissions. This requires the permissions, what is relevant for that particular operation. So it's not like this would be not usable unless you're a tenant administrator. Good. That pretty much sums up the video, and hopefully you were able to understand the options and how to take advantage and how to install apps and add-ins to the sites using just code. Common questions around this one is that can I do this for add-ins and apps within the store? Answer is no. We don't have an API to get apps installed to this, from the store, and that's due to security reasons. It might cause, I say, significant challenges if we do so. And because there's the licensing things and all of that stuff for the addings within the store. Can I do this using adding app-only permissions or app-only tokens? Answer is no, because whenever the app is installed, we need to get the information about who's actually installing the app to the app service service. So we need to get anyway the information around who's installing the app, so we're able to get the licensing information correctly stored within a tenant level. And the final thing is that could I actually install an add-in or an app from app catalog? And the answer is actually not precisely. Well, you can push an add-in using the app stapling capability, but you cannot actually push an add-in or app from the app catalog. You need to actually download, or sorry, upload and install the add-in as an app file directly to the site by enabling the app stapling by enabling the site loading feature within a site, and then you're able to disable that feature. Excellent. Thanks for your time, and hopefully this was useful.